Now let's hear from that U.S. vet I mentioned a bit earlier.
Memorial Day is kind of a somber time for me. I do take some time to remember the people that I lost.
That's Ben Brody, who served two tours in Iraq. Now he's a photojournalist who's been covering Afghanistan for Global Post and the Ground Truth Project. But as he said, today is a day he raises a glass to friends.
Pour one out for Wild Bill Wood and Spike and some of my friends who died in Iraq, and soldiers I had more recently met who died in Afghanistan.
I get the impression that veterans can be a bit angry on days like this that are designed to remember their sacrifice, and most of us are having barbecues and going to sales. Do you feel that way at all?
Oh, no, not at all. Certainly before I was in the military, I enjoyed cooking hot dogs on Memorial Day and not thinking about much else than a day off work or a day off school. But of course, it means more to me as a veteran, as you know, somebody who knows soldiers who died in combat, as it would for somebody who didn't have that experience. And I think that experience is becoming quite rare these days. The percentage of Americans who have a connection to the military is smaller than ever before. And so, no, I think it's totally normal and natural that most people don't feel about Memorial Day the way I do.
You're a photojournalist, as we mentioned, and you were a photographer in the military, right? There's a pretty incredible scene in Iraq that you've written about. Someone had detonated a huge explosion in Baghdad, 7 cars. You and your guys arrived on the scene to help, and you were taking pictures and helping out. Can you read a little bit of what you wrote there?
Sure. You can learn a lot about yourself and the people around you when your small party is the focal point for a huge mob's violent rage. 1,000 ideas, possibilities, maneuvers flash through my mind. Keeping a mob at bay can be done, but it's not easy. We tightened into a small, pointy object bent on holding our ground for the 20 seconds it would take for our gunners to bring the trucks in and get us. When it became clear they weren't coming, we pushed through the crowd, slowly, deliberately, trying to conceal our vulnerability with cool and control, then dashed the last 5 feet into the gun trucks and sped off, rocks flying in the air, people running after us, trying to head us off at the next block. We raised our rifles, ready to blast our way through or die trying, and there it was, huge, taking up the whole windshield, an Abrams battle tank, 70 tons of Law and Order thundering past us toward the mob, firing a heavy machine gun in the air, scattering everyone. I thought to myself, breathing deeply, America, yeah.
You still feel that way? Is that sort of a feeling that keeps with you, or since that time have things changed somewhat?
That was a reaction to the moment. There's no nuance.
What changed? What can you think about that changed from when you were there to, you know, when you had some time to reflect?
Yeah, when you're staring down a year-long tour or even more, my second tour was 15 months, you really do get this intense tunnel vision. It is difficult to see what you're doing in context and, you know, think about the bigger picture of what you're doing. You're so focused on the minutiae of your day and your responsibilities. One of the things I enjoy most about covering this story as a civilian and spending really no more than 9 weeks at a time in Afghanistan covering the military is that I do get that time to reflect. I get that mental space in order to tell a more detailed, nuanced story.
Let me ask you a final question. Should America just leave? I mean, this is the debate right now, right? Do we draw down as we said we would, or do we stay for just a little bit longer?
Well, American forces really aren't there now. You know, they're doing so little that I think for the average Afghan in Kandahar, they're never going to see an American soldier. That is gone. There are still some night raids and there are still some counterterrorism operations and things like that. But the visibility of America in Afghanistan has diminished to almost nothing. The general feeling amongst most soldiers is that America can leave Afghanistan today or they can leave Afghanistan in 10 years. The end result will be the same.
That was photojournalist Ben Brody. He's done a big project on Afghanistan with the Ground Truth Project here at WGBH. It's called Forever Stan.